T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Took to it and worked hard, like a lot of guys, and he's done a good job, and he's played well the last few weeks.
Do you think his breakout season is simply a function of him staying healthy, or is it a little bit
different? I think there's it's a little bit of everything. It's health, it's maturity, it's experience, but it's him. It's Devontae. I mean, he's worked extremely hard. This is very important to him. Football is very important to him. He's a guy who puts the team first, and we're really happy with the way he's played and in games, but also how he kind of how he interacts with the team and how on a day to day basis he's really showing a professional approach to how to do this.
Carl's role in that. Do you think he's connected with Devontae in a special way?
Carl does a great job. He's done a great job, coaching that position and other positions, for a number of years. He's a really good coach. He's smart. He's diligent. He expects a lot from that group, and really, Carl's, a very, very fine coach, and we're lucky to have him.
How would you describe what's happened with the two of them as far as the way they've connected and Carl
I think Carl connects to each one of his players, and I think I think they respect him. They want to play, hard for him. They know that he has a high standard for those guys. From a alignment, assignment, technique, fundamentals, communication, blocking, he's got a very high standard, and they're trying to play to that standard. So they're doing a good job, and he's done a great job.
I want to ask you about over the years. I know you inherited him, but there had been concerns, criticism, comments about his professionalism and doing what it takes to be a pro. Now he says he's doing acupuncture, massages every week, hydration. When do players generally get that level of preparation as part of the game?
It's something that they need to be taught, I would say. Not to say that he wasn't taught that. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I think that's part of, coaching, but also it's up to the player. When you're 22 years old and you're just coming in the league and it's the first time you've ever had any money and it's the first time you're dealing with playing in this league and it's a long season, some of those things that you're talking about, acupuncture, massages, and hydration, they kind of fall by the wayside. And as you get older in this league, you understand that those things are very important and that everything you do counts. I think there's a level of maturity that, if we can get guys to mature as quickly as possible, that's the goal for, each staff on every team. I think I wasn't here, with him prior to this, so my dealings with Devontae have been very good, and I think he's, really taken a professional approach, and he's done a very good job.
I know you like to tune out the outside noise. I wanted to ask a question, however, about earlier
the outside
in the season.
Noise.
There are some prominent voices in the football community, Steve Young, Dominic Foxworth, Louis Riddick, who had some not just strong criticism of this franchise, but personal, it seemed like. Words like morally reprehensible about what the Dolphins were doing. Obviously, you guys have proved them foolish, wrong, all of those things with how you played over the last month and a half. Did you hear that criticism at the time? And when people of that caliber, it's not just like talking heads on TV, these are, real established people in the National Football League, said that. Did it hurt you at the time? And what do you think now after proving them wrong?
I just focus on the things that, I can control, and My focus is on the guys in that locker room, the people within this organization. I really try to tune out all the noise. That's why I don't have any social media, or I don't watch much television. And I watch tape, of our next opponent. I watch our practice film, and I try to leave it right there. A lot of the things you're referencing, I don't know very much about. I don't really take, I don't know much about it. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what anyone else says. All that matters is, our approach, our process, the things, we want to get accomplished in this building. And that's really all that matters.
Let me ask you this way, then. There's teams want to be a place where free agents want to come to, obviously. They want to create a culture and have a stability and all that free agency as a destination. Do you think how you guys have played over the last month and a half, 2 months, has made this a more desirable place that you can grow your program?
Free agency is so far from my mind. I'm really kind of, look, we made the corrections from, or trying to make the corrections from yesterday. We're going to move on to the Jets here in the next couple hours. That's way too far out into the, distance for me. If we're going to be a tough, smart, disciplined team, we're going to work hard. We're going to give great effort. We're going to compete. If that's the type of player you are, or that's the type of, person you are, then this is the right place for you. If it's not, it's not the right place for you. So, if that's attractive, then great. But that's the way it is. And I don't think we're not going to change.
The guys in the locker room about you, the first thing they always say is consistency. Same thing every day. When you hear that and players have picked that up from you, what does that mean? And, how do you want that value implemented?
Well, I think in this league, consistency is – so important. And I think if they see consistency from me, then they know how important it is for them to be consistent as well. So I've said this before, you got guys in this league who can, if you're in this league, that means you have talent, you can make a play, but can you consistently make those plays, consistently block, consistently tackle, consistently do your job, communicate? And, if this team is a reflection of me, I try to be consistent on a day-to-day basis. Hopefully that works.
I know you're still in it, but how have you kind of dealt with this season, everything the ups and downs personally, and how does this kind of compare to maybe other seasons in your coaching career?
I just, take a day-to-day approach and try to, improve and get better on a day-to-day basis. And, up, down, highs, lows, I just try to stay, pretty even. And that's always been my approach, and I don't think that'll change. But it's been a fun year, I'll say that.
I want to get your update on Cade Lodge, who we saw get carted off with the leg injury, and also how prepared are the rookie running backs, Laird and Gaskins, to carry the workload the rest of the way?
Well, Kalen, we're still kind of going through the evaluation process with him. He did get dinged yesterday. We'll see how that progresses over the course of the week. No official word on that. As far as the Miles and Patrick and DeLance, I think the three of them, Miles and Patrick, obviously we got DeLance a few weeks ago, but those two have, their work ethic is very good. They're in early on the off days, and they're lifting, they're running, they're in there, preparing for the next opponent, and they've prepared as if they were starting for the entire year. So from that standpoint, they've done a really good job, and I think they'll be ready to go, both guys. So as far as, kind of carrying the load or splitting the load or however we're going to handle that, if that's the situation, I'm confident those two will be able to get that done. DeLance as well, if he's got to step in there and play a little bit more, we're confident he can do that as well. So, but again, it's a great opportunity if that's the case for those guys, and life is about taking advantage of opportunities. So
Was it that you guys saw from the Lance that said, hey, let's go get him from the Ravens practice squad?
You know, we saw a speed, a physical player, a guy who can play in a kicking game, which, you always want an offensive, a running back or, you know, receiver, tight end. You know, you need those guys to play in the kicking game just to give us depth at those positions. But he's a smart kid. He's hardworking. It's tough, so we like those things about him.
Brian, can you talk about the job Eric Rowe did on Zach Ertz in the game and how much of an influence you feel that had on the game?
Yeah, I thought Eric played well. Tough matchup. We know, you know, Ertz is very, very good player. You know, one of, I would say, you know, he's one of the top, if not the top, tight end in the league. So, you know, I thought Eric did a good job, and I thought collectively as a team, we tried to hit him and disrupt him as much as possible, and Eric played a big role in that. And, look, he's a good player, so he made a few catches, but we were able to limit him. So that was one of our goals, and we accomplished that.
It's been a fun year. How so? Because people on the outside might be surprised to hear you say that.
I mean, I enjoy coaching this team. You know, we got a group of guys who really work hard. I've been impressed by how, you know, they've dealt with the adversity, and they keep coming back, they keep fighting, they keep practicing, they continue to work, and you know, I'm proud of this team, and you know, we've improved and gotten better, and I think that's the goal, you know. In coaching, as a teacher, as an educator, you want your pupils, your students to get better. And I think we've seen that, and I think this season's not over. We still have more time to improve and get better, and we're going to try to take advantage of that.
Most teams break up season in four quarters. I'm assuming you do as well. What is the goal for the final quarter of the season in terms of what you want to achieve?
We want to improve. We want to get better. I want to improve individually. I want our players to improve individually. I want our coaches to improve individually. You know, I'm going to try to improve individually. And if we all do that, you know, then collectively as a team, we'll get better. There's different areas that we can all get better in. You know, we can go down the line, you know, third down, red area, 2-minute, run game, run defense, you know, drop back passing, play action passing, RPO. I mean, we can go down a list of things we can get better at, and we'll try to get better at them all. And I think if we can do that, then, you know, that will only help us, you know, down the road. So just overall improvement in every area, and just continue to stay the course with, you know, the way we've done things. I think when you get towards the end of the year and, you know, you get the holidays and, you know, it's you know, you need a lot of mental toughness to continue to just fight and improve to get better. So that's something we'll talk about a lot.
With Julian Davenport, I know he got hurt in the game, but he seems to be giving up a lot of pressures. Is that something that can be addressed, or is it just a game-by-game situation?
I think, you know, he struggled early. I thought he got better as the game went on. I thought the entire line got better as the game went on. That's a good front we were playing against. A very good front. So, but look, we're going to play against a good front every week. I think Julian knows that he's got to improve, get better. From a technique standpoint, from really across the board, you know, he's got to play better. He knows that. And he's going to practice and try to improve and get better. And, you know, that's part of the ups and downs of playing in this league, you know. But, you know, that was a good front.
I've seen examples of your team using the adversity you've talked about, or maybe even some of the outside noise, to fuel them in individual or team, you know, ways.
I mean, I can't speak to everyone's individual motivation. I think that's different for each one of us. To me, in this league, you know, if your only motivation is what everyone else says, and you're probably not going to be here that long. I think you've got to have an internal, internal motivation that's just a that you know, an internal drive, a constant chip on your shoulder so that, you know, you can go out there to prepare and go through each week with the intent to play well and do, be, you know, obviously be the best version of yourself that you can be. I think our guys take that approach. I know I try to take that approach, and you know, I think if we do that, we'll continue to improve.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.